Hello, you're listening to a podcast by Speak Up Radio, sharing some of the features and interviews we've done with inspiring people and organisations across London. Here, you'll get all the chat, insights and information, but you won't get any of the music, and that's because of how licensing works. To get the full experience, tune into the radio station 24/7 by visiting www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. This work has been supported by Imperial Health Charity. So, hello everybody. Speak Up Radio is once again in Kentish Town with the Synergy Group. How are we all doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Today, the group is going to basically run the show themselves. I'm going to try and talk as little as possible. So, could everybody go around and say their names? Starting with me, I'm Luke, and this is...
Jason.
Mm-hmm. My name is Musa from Sibijin.
I'm Jill.
And I'm Sandy.
Stuart.
And I'm Jackie.
And Jidai.
Brilliant. Thank you, everybody. So everybody has got something today which they're going to talk about. We're going to have a chat about. So we're going to start off with the one and only Sandy.
A nice build-up to that. So I'm going to talk about. He didn't say the whole. He didn't say what I was going to talk about. the Little Venice Band. I'm thinking of talking about, which is a learning difficulty band that came out of another band called the Unknown Band, which was quite a big thing and it was really good. But most of the people in it. Decided to go to another band halfway through, and they're up there looking down on us now. So, in that respect, it's they had two. I think Andy, who is our person in charge of the music, and is his band, had two bands, and it was basically in the old Greenwood place, and we were just doing lots of music. Different things like the Beatles and things like that, and he wrote his own music as well, which is quite good, which really went, and they eventually did a CD which they did on the recording studio, and that was brilliant. But it was
that's brilliant, thanks Sandy. So has anybody else heard the band?
Yeah, I know the band. Yeah, Andy, personally, as a friend.
What do you guys think of it?
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. So we do now we do some gigs, and then Jill, whatever is in there, singing a song in there that somebody else used to do. Who's Sally, but we've made it faster, this song, and... there's Raymond and there's Angela in the van, and Raymond plays the bass and Angela sings a great songs really, and sometimes makes you cry, and you don't know how good she is really. She doesn't know how good she is, and Andy's a really good musician, and Raymond is coming to be singing too. He's really good as well, and it's just It's taking place, and we're getting all these gigs around town of Camden. So we've opened the Greenwood building with our band, and it's just a really good thing to do. Helps you your well being really. It helps you to sing, and I play a djembe drum, which is quite hard.
How long have you been in the band, Sandy?
Well. Angela would say she brought me into band, which is true. So I've been in the band like over 10 years now, I think it was. When this building that we're sitting in now, which is Greenwood Place, we were here rehearsing maybe, and people would come in to this lady who used to come. From a care home, come in a wheelchair thing, and she would sing all rock and roll songs one after the other, one after the other. And then the cab would come and they would take her away, not knowing what she's got, you know. It's really, really brilliant, really. If you could only put her back on the stage, but she's no longer with us now, she's gone to a band in the sky. But yeah.
Do you go to any festivals at all?
Yes, we've done the Health Fest Festival, which was here, and we've done the, we're going to do the farm.
Yeah.
And we've done a few of those. We do that over, that's quite a good thing we do there. So we sing at the farm, the Kentishtown Farm. We do that. So we're quite a loud band. But we're like four of us. It's quite loud. We do like Beatles music, and then Andy's written these songs, which is the Little Venice that makes us different. But we do like covers of other songs, like the, you know, I don't know, Long Train Running, which is quite good. That kind of thing.
And Jill's in the band as well.
Yeah.
How are you finding being in the band for?
It's good. I've only been there for about 4 years now, and I play the ukulele and the tambourine, but I don't play the tambourine at how you would play it in the church. I play it slightly different. I play to the beat, so, and it's really good. I have to play really loud because the guitar people and drums are louder, so I make sure I'm louder than them.
Yeah, and then Andy's taught me how to sing this song called, it's an Elvis song, I think it was. I can't remember what it's called now, but it's quite a good song. Do you remember what it was? I know you don't like it.
I can't stand Elvis.
So have you guys got any other questions about the band?
How many times do you go to the farm?
Well, summer, in the Apple Day, Christmas time, we went Christmas, it was really, ice was on the floor, snowing. I thought, nobody's going to come out, and then people did. So we were going down with stuff, and we were going down there. And we sang in the snow and the ice, through the, we were like icicles, and then, yeah.
And it rained.
In the rain, the rain. They put like a you know, great big awning for us. We get drip. They give you like, it's raising money for the farm, so the music was to bring them all in. So that was quite good, really. So it's quite an event.
We've done birthdays as well, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done birthdays. People want us to do birthdays and all that kind of thing. It's just really inclusive, and we go to other places. We go to. There's places that we go to quite regularly, and we do music there.
Whitstable.
Whitstable, that's it. We're doing that soon, actually. Yeah.
In the
where is it now?
Working Men's Pub.
Well, you can say that. It's the Labour Club. Yeah, in Whitstable, which is quite nice. Yeah. Music there.
I thought you'd like going there.
But that's in like that September, I think, is it?
September the 4th.
Yeah, so we, and then there was a, we were going to go to Yorkshire to do some music there, but their funding ran out, so we couldn't go there. That was really good because this lady had really good things. A really nice place to go.
And do you go somewhere on a Thursday night, don't you, Sandy, for
the band? Yeah, we go to like a care home in Edgware, which is really good people there, and they really treat us well. And we do some music for the children and the staff and all the parents really that come along.
Oh, that's
And we do music there. But it's really good, gets you out of yourself. Whatever you had in your head, it's gone. Because you can't hear anything anymore.
is your stuff online? Can we find you
online? I think that the Unknown Band is online with the Little Venice Band. I think you can find that, I think.
Okay.
So yes, but because I think the what was it Cameras Aside, wasn't it? Yeah, I'd love the help.
Yeah,
they sponsored them to go to recording thing, to recording studio to record their album thing, and yeah, so they recorded some songs. With a huge band they had, like what they called their what they call the brass things.
Like the brass band.
They had what they called. Yeah, it's gone. It's like a brass instrument, but it's not a trumpet. It's like a clarinet. It's a bigger version of that.
Saxophone.
They're two saxophone players either side, and it sort of made the music go a bit more.
Right.
But there were people. Yeah, they were nice. Yeah.
So Andy, you've actually got a song from the band.
Yeah.
For us to play today, can you tell us a bit about the song?
Well, if it's I think I sent Flypaper. It's about about a girl that it's about. I can't really. I've got the words there, so that will help.
Okay, brilliant. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah,
it's very exciting. So did you write the song?
No, I think Andy wrote it, so that he's really gifted in that respect, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a really good song. I don't think everybody's heard it, you know. So I just think it's just a great catchy tune.
Only when we sing it.
Yeah, we sing it all together, which is really good, and I think that helps it. And then, as I said, the Elvis song, it's Wise Men, so I sing Wise Men, but we sing it in a different way that Elvis didn't sing it. So he changes the way, because he's musically trained, so he changes it the way that he can work it out better than they would ever sing it for.
Is that I Can't Help Falling in Love With You?
That's it.
Okay. Yeah, because it starts off Wise Men.
Wise Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to sing it, not my favourite.
Yeah, I sang it last night.
Kevin.
Yeah, I like that, actually. And we sing Simon and Garfunkel songs as well, that kind of thing.
Brilliant.
Well,
thanks, Andy.
I can only sing the choruses.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together, that kind of thing. Yeah, you know you're Simon Garfunkel.
So we're also talking to Musa today, aren't we, about your neighbours and your neighbourhoods.
Yeah.
I wondered, Sandy, would you be able to move the microphone?
Yeah, certainly.
So Musa, I wondered what you wanted to tell us about your neighbours.
My neighbour is nice, and it was quiet.
Okay.
Friendly, my neighbour, and we listen to them, they listen to us. That's the end. We have a question.
How long have I been living in Woodstock?
Quite a while, but since 9 years.
9 years?
Yeah.
Don't you all?
What?
Have you been there that long?
Yeah, I've been there that long, yeah.
So you're friendly with your neighbours?
Falling
out?
Not falling out, no.
There could be some falling out.
But not quite, so some people maybe.
Oh,
not quite. Yeah, no. And the flat there and some with the house.
Sorry?
Some at the flat there and some as a house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the third floor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What, house on top of the third floor?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know your neighbours' names?
Yeah, I do, yep. Yeah. I know my neighbour's name, yeah.
Do you know what their names are?
Yep. And neighbour's name is Andrew.
Yeah.
And Linda.
Okay.
Shall I
How does everybody else get on with their neighbours?
Fine, because I've got a few neighbours that I know. But the funny thing with me is I've been there a long time, and I know some of them, and I know some of their names, and the rest I don't know. I just say hello to my neighbours.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We love our neighbours, don't we?
No, we don't. We're not really.
So happy.
I don't know if it's good to go on your radio station because
it's
not.
You know the sort of neighbours. Shall I say it?
Neighbours from hell.
They don't like people with learning disabilities, and they pick on us. So it's not very good.
Right.
To talk about them.
I'm sorry to hear
so they're like the neighbours from here, weren't they, Jim?
Yeah, it's like a building site, put it that way. Every single day for the last, since 2014, isn't it?
Yeah, about that.
So, I mean, are you doing something to
I don't care.
I like my neighbours because they're very friendly and they do say hello, and even this guy really is funny, and he says anytime he sees me walking past, he says Chelsea, because he's a Chelsea fan too.
And you are.
And he's got writing of Chelsea on his door.
Oh, so he's from Chelsea like you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
We could change him and give him an Arsenal.
Brilliant. So a real mix of people's neighbours. Is it time for another break?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a song. Sandy, we've got Fly Paper Fly.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And then we've also got Our House as a bit of a celebration of our neighbours. Yeah, okay. And I'll get them queued right up. So I hope you guys had a good break. I think we've got... Jill, you wanted to... Oh, no, I think it's Jude first.
Disco Jude.
Jude, yeah. Do you want to tell us a little bit about disco?
Disco is that we run our own disco. It's called the Funky Moves.
Where do you run this disco?
It's in Mounting Crescent at the pub. I can't remember the name of the pub.
I think it's a sports bar.
Neversholt Street.
Well, we used to, didn't we?
Yeah.
Can everybody go to the disco passing by or not?
Everybody goes to the disco. Everyone is... for people with lens disability.
Yeah. And we also used to go to another one called the Wild Bunch as well, which was in Angel a very long time ago too.
Which did you prefer?
I liked both, but I preferred the Funky Moves more. So you could take your drinks outside.
So yeah, do you play any music? Or do you just go?
No, I just dance because we already have the people who are DJs, and they would do the DJing. They would take in turns of playing their own music.
Yeah,
Who are the DJs today?
K Kevin, Sandy, and
I think Michaela did have a good intro, yeah.
Yeah, Michaela and...
Stephen Downs.
Stephen Downs.
Somebody from Islington.
Troy.
Yeah, Troy.
So do you guys all go out to the disco?
We do.
Yeah.
We all do different jobs, so I just used to come around checking everyone, make sure everyone's all right.
I used to be a bouncer.
Did you?
And my son was a bouncer with me, and my mate Lucy. My Kevin was the main DJ, my husband. And then, like he said, we used to let other people have a go. They had to be like, already know how to do it, like trained, because it's dangerous otherwise. But it worked out really well, didn't it? I mean, we only used to have
I was trained by Kevin.
Yeah, you've done a good job in the end.
Kevin trained me.
Yeah.
And some of the bouncers have radios, but I didn't need them on a radio. Lucy and Danny had radios. It was good fun, it was.
You seem like quite a no-nonsense bouncer, Jill.
Still was.
Not getting past me, because what the people used to do, instead of going round to the other side to actually pay, they used to sneak in through the pub, but I was on that door and there's no way they're getting in.
You used to get their money or throw them out.
Yeah. Pay or get out.
Well, we had to make money because otherwise the disco couldn't go in. So we have to do it like that. And we looked at it like if they go anywhere else, they have to pay, didn't they? So
yeah, we were very strict because if there was like fights and things, they would either they'd get a warning. After that warning, that was it. They couldn't come in.
Not just only that, it's like if someone can't afford to do it and that person is just paying for them all the time and they don't get paid back, they can't come in because that person is just wasting their time paying for the person and they can't do that because we wouldn't allow that to happen. Once is enough.
Makes a lot of sense. So where were you usually today? What was your job with the disco?
I don't have one, I just...
You just dance?
It comes to
I just Jerry. Dance.
He's a dancer.
Lucy, were you going to the disco?
Yeah.
Were you dancing or?
No, I just went.
Did you have a job?
No,
you just went along for
that. Yeah, go for it.
Very good. So were you work with people, did you ever have any trouble as a bouncer?
Yes.
Apart from the not paying, obviously.
Sometimes in part of the pub, I have a little quiet corner, and like people don't like noise, but they come to the disco, so they would go over there. And then you get the rowdy lot that are really noisy, and they're supposed to be playing pool, and balls are going everywhere. So I would give them a warning, and they're swearing, and I would say, "Don't do that." And they would look at me and think, "Oh God, Jill's talking, do as you're told." So they would stop, or sometimes they'd run through, and then all of a sudden you see someone else run through after them. So we do get, it's like a comedy show. You do get people misbehaving.
Things do happen, obviously.
But we always sort it out.
She always seems to sort it out.
It's all the youngsters, isn't it?
Who was the rowdiest person here?
They're not here, are they?
I don't think they're here. We were always quite good, weren't we?
We are quite good. We just only have... They are just only people out there. No.
I don't say.
Yeah.
Would people drink quite a lot?
Because they're teenagers. Drink. Most of them are like teenagers, and they're escaping their parents, isn't they? They're coming out and they're enjoying themselves, so they overdrink.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they drink before they get there, so that makes them even worse. But after a while, I think the pub man, he won't serve them, so then they get it.
Because they're Also, coming back, because we know that they're coming back from another pub.
Yeah.
Ah, they've come from somewhere else as well.
Yes.
So does this still happen? Is it still going on?
No, because no. Of lockdown, it all...
Both discos stopped because of the lockdown.
So you haven't started it up again?
No, started it up just
I miss yet. Those days.
Yeah. She's thinking to do it maybe in August, but she's trying. She hasn't come back to us yet.
So who organises it then?
Candy People Fest.
And it was Heart and Soul who organised the other one.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was in South Bank, wasn't it?
No, the one I'm talking about was in Angel.
Angel.
Not
Angel, oh, okay.
That one at South Bank when they did the whole building.
Lovely, I went to that one, it's really good.
Oh, we went there,
yeah. That was a good
one. Oh, I like that.
You're like five DJs.
Did I?
Yes.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
One. I spent most of the night outside because my throat sort of
is. It's quite good news outside.
It was a really good night. That.
Yeah, like the DJ.
And even most of the. And even most of the time, Jackie has their party and she invites us.
I did. I had my Danny's 21st. Yeah. Party. He had an 18th birthday there.
We had Halloween there as well.
Oh yeah, we did do an Halloween one, didn't we? Yeah. That was really good, the Halloween. And Valentine's. Yes, we usually try and make a scene if we can, don't we? Fancy dress. Did do a couple of fancy dresses, didn't we?
That's good.
I like them one day. Because they also have raffles as well, don't you? They do raffles there in the disco. For the best.
Yeah, that was
good. That's raise money.
Me and Kevin used to do a thing where we bought DVDs and we used to let them do like a little dance competition. Just to get them done, didn't we?
Yeah.
It worked.
What was... Can you remember any of the costumes people would wear?
I think Kevin had one that's very frightening, wasn't it? He tends to have frightening things.
Werewolves. Was it a bolt coming through his head once?
Yeah. Frankenstein. And me and Sandy dress up as 60s before. Oh,
yeah,
we?
Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
He was wearing a lady's
wig. Shirts, is it?
Oh, name? Sally and Cher.
That's it. That's we didn't know that. Hold on.
That's so funny.
Become sick.
I know it's an odd question, but who was Sally and who was Cher? Did you mix it about? Or
I was. Did you just it was me and my husband, so. Yeah, we done it the right way. We were 60s. Right. Yeah. Long hair people with. Oh, you won! What did you go in?
I got this jumpsuit. Kevin gave me this jumpsuit. It was quite a 60s
vibe. Did you have blue hair? No, I had blue hair. You had pink.
It was a week or
so.
Yeah, that's it.
We actually came on the bus.
And
you
said, wear it down the road. I said,
and it is. Yeah, we got on the bus. All these people are looking at us.
It was so funny, though, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the one you went as a bear, wasn't it?
That was a party at Sally's house, Christmas.
I remember the monkey.
Monkey suit.
She got in a monkey.
Yeah.
I got in the cab. You know, like at football matches, they have those monkey suits or whatever, running backwards and forwards.
It was a proper full
I had
monkey.
One of them. Monkey head, suit the lot. Got in the cab. And the cab driver said, "You're not getting in here like that," he said. I said, "Why not?" "Well, I can't see your face." So I took me thing off, got in the cab, and when I was getting out, all these people was laughing, and then was going to our friend's house for Christmas.
Party. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Big shoes, big feet he had.
I can't believe you won't be there.
What did the cab driver think you were going to do?
That's what I was going to say.
He thought I was going to mug him. He couldn't see my face, he said.
He's so easy to spot.
Exactly. I won't get very far running that.
You wouldn't even be there to hold anything, would you, Jill?
Yeah, when you went away.
Because I couldn't find the bell on the house. When I got to the house, because it's got little eyes, but my eyes were in the nose, and I was trying to ring the bell, and this man came out and he said, "What do you want, monkey?" And he let me in.
And the way we run that this guy is only when we can. It's when we've got enough money to pay for the pub.
Yeah, you've got to get some money, haven't you?
Because we also try and get some funding.
Money is, that was a big theme from last week's show.
It's a big
money makes the world go round, doesn't it?
Not always.
Because we try and get funding so that, because people do really enjoy coming to the disco and we try and do it, but it's not really that easy to do every month. We have to try and make sure we got enough money to pay for the pub.
Well, good luck. I mean, it sounds like a really great event, and good luck trying to get it up and running again.
Yeah, and so Centre 404 used to do a disco as well.
Yeah,
right.
I've booked in the fun. I haven't been a DJ for 30 years now, but I've booked in the
fun
out.
Oh, it's good there as well. But yeah. The only difference is they don't have alcohol.
Yeah.
They have soft drinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they get loads of people there. Amazing. Yeah. And you've got to sign in, and who you are. So your first day you go there, it's free. The next day you've got to pay to come in. Yeah. So you try and then you see if you like it.
Yeah, they started doing them online for about a year, but then they run out of the funding now, they must be trying to,
And the disco that we run, we have an MC as well. I don't know if you had that word MC.
I know what an MC is, yeah. The MC is not anyone here, is it?
No, unfortunately, it's not around anymore.
Yeah, I did that once, actually.
You used to do it as well,
didn't you? I did that.
Yeah,
once,
you had a go, didn't you?
Yeah, it's quite good. We used to fight over the microphone, it's quite fun.
So, I'm just conscious of time, so... We've got another thing to chat about. We've got, we're going to chat about...
Things.
Sorry, Stuart?
We've got two more things to...
Three, actually.
Oh, yeah, but one more thing to chat about, and then we're going to have a break. And then we've got you and Jackie as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to chat about gardening and flowers. Jill, I wondered if you were going to start us off chatting about that. What
yeah.
What you wanted to tell us about?
On top of Greenwood Centre in Highgate Road, Camden, there is roof gardens at the top of the building. One garden's done by mental health, and then the middle garden's done by the learning disability LD downstairs. But the parents group have a plot upstairs on the third garden, and we grow flowers and vegetables and stuff like that. And one day, because we started from scrap, and it was like sandy, clayey stuff, so we put all the stuff down. But just before lockdown, I went up on the roof and there was this weird plant and lots of birds fly over. So I thought they might have dropped it, and it looked really scary, like a triffid, the days of the triffid, because it really did look like that. And it came up like this, like a funnel with teeth sort of thing, but it weren't teeth. It's its little bits. And it had giant green and red leaves and little speckles of purple, and it was very frightening, and I didn't want to touch it. So I come back downstairs to see if anyone knew what it was, but nobody did. So I took pictures, and I found out it's a pineapple lily plant that comes from South Africa. So the birds that were doing, jargon word, migrating across, must have dropped it and it planted. And then lockdown came, never saw it. Come back after lockdown and it was still there, and it was really big, so I had to prop it up with some sticks so it won't fall over, and it looks really frightening, but it's died now, but it's regrowing itself. And we've got lots of flowers up there, haven't we?
How long have you been doing your gardening on the roof?
Well, when the Greenwood building opened, 5 years ago, I suppose, is it? Or something like that. I asked for a plot for the parents group, and we started from there. We've been doing it ever since.
Wow. So who else is involved in gardening groups?
Well, it's me, I think. I like gardening, I think, because we're with mental health as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
So we go to their garden on Friday and Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, to learn about more about the gardening, so we can teach the parents group about gardening. And they've also, the parents group have planted flowers and stuff, but for some reason they're very slow. Sandy's flowers took off, sweet peas they're called. Mm. So we took them out of the pots because they like to climb, and we put them onto the ground. And then we've got carrots growing from Lucy. You've got flowers too, Jackie. Yeah. I can't remember what they were. We've got vegetables. We've got carrots, pumpkins. We've got loads of tomatoes growing, and runner beans, peas, everything. The only thing we don't have is raspberries and strawberries because I'm allergic to them.
Right, so Jill, that's you, Sandy and Jackie, doing that?
Yeah.
Anyone else doing any gardening?
Well, Musa used to be in it, but we still got your flower.
Okay,
Didn't you have some flower growing before?
Yeah, last year
we
had
two or three.
California sunflowers, which are big red ones, and they grow really like, they can grow up to 6 foot, but ours only went to 4 foot because they were late. Because I don't plant them the day they say you have to plant them, because I can't read it. So I just plant them, and if they come up, they come up. And we had like 6 different types of sunflowers last year.
Wow, 6. I didn't even know there were 6 different types of sunflowers.
Because you can get a small sunflower, then another one, and then the big ones.
I thought they were all yellow.
No, you can have different
colours. Oh, really?
You can have like a, is it purple one?
Oh, wow.
You can get purple ones, but sometimes I think what they do with the purple ones, they crossbreed them, so they come out purple. Crossbreed means they mix them together.
Yeah.
But the Californian sunflowers are really big. I've planted some more, so you'll be able to see them.
Brilliant.
Quite amazing.
Thanks, Jill. Well, I think it's probably time for us to have a little break.
Yeah.
So we've got another couple of songs, which we're going to play in the break. Just hang on with the wrapper for a second, just because we're still recording.
Oh, sorry.
So, Gide, we're going to have, what song have you asked for? Can you remember?
Wannabe.
Yeah, by the Spice Girls, so we're going to be playing that. And Jill, do you just introduce your song?
My song is I Can't Get to Heaven on a Lolly Stick.
And who's that by?
That's by me,
Brilliant.
Jill.
Thanks, Jill. All right, great. Well, enjoy your break, guys.
That does lead us really nicely
into the next thing
to talk about,
which is
parents and parents group.
So
a few people here, parents.
Love you.
So Jackie, you're going to start us off. But I mean, it'd be great to hear what everyone else has to say as well.
Jackie, do you want to tell us a bit about the parents?
The parents group is around for about 30 years. Could be longer, but I think it's roughly 30 years. We used to do it with a worker, and then Sandy, she left, and there's no money for her. So now we do it on our own. We run it. And we come every Wednesday between half 11 and 3. And we talk about any problems we've got with our kids. It was more when we were younger because the kids were young and they're acting all that out. So we talk about if we've got any problems, we can help each other out.
Yeah, it's called Our Group, Your Group, Sirius Project 9. The project, Sirius Project 9 is the project, and Our Group, Your Group is the the main bit, and we all have our own roles to do it. It's run completely with people with learning disabilities. Yeah. What's your role,
Kat? So I'm to do with the chair, to do with bank review, and I'm
treasurer.
Yeah, treasurer. Yeah.
And I'm the director, treasurer, designer.
So I'm a leafy. Apparently the leaflet people to make it to find out about things outside and bring them into the group and see what they want to do with them.
Trying to do
about
funding and all that.
Yeah, Kevin's the chair, Jackie's vice chair, and Kevin's also manager of fundraising along with Sandy.
Yeah.
Danny is a surfer, web, so he surfs through the webs to bring in information. And then we have Lucy is a sports manager. She brings in information. And Karina is under fives information.
It's not mine.
Oh, it's somebody ringing. That's what it's.
How dare they? How dare they ring on a phone?
How does he put it back on then?
So who here is a parent?
And we put it off our hands.
So can we hear about your families?
So I've got a husband I've been with for 35 years, been married for 30 years, and, well, the oldest was married 30 years. I've got two children. Danny's 23, nearly 24, and Jamie's 27. And Danny's got a learning difficulty and speaking problems, but Jamie's only got dyslexia.
Yeah, so I've only got two.
We've got four.
You've got double.
Yeah, I'm afraid we have four.
Yeah.
We've got our eldest, who's married now to his partner, and then we have three boys, one girl, and our second son is training to be a professor in physics or whatever they're called, and my daughter is a painter and decorator, and then my other son doesn't actually do anything because he's autistic, and we've been married for a very long time.
It is a very long time.
Just under me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to say jungle weather.
We've been married since 1993. I don't know how many years that is.
It's quite a long way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you meet on doing this?
No, we met. It's funny because we met
in time.
We're passing through time and meeting each other. And I used to, my family, my mum used to move around, and I met her first when you were in a boat, wasn't it? And you're in Thamesmead?
Yeah, because I used to do sailing.
In a sailboat, and she was trying to get out of the boat, and the boat was going rocking from side to side, and she would not get out of this boat because it was rocking. So they had two people who had to hold the thing. And at that time, there was a rally chopper that suddenly was taken from me. And I was walking around on this place, and we were trying to find it. I don't think we would find it anyway, but. And I saw that, and that was one I met passing.
Yeah, that was passing through time.
Yeah.
And then I went canoeing at Shepton, a bit older, and there was this little young boy sitting on them, because the houses used to float on top of the water, and he was doing, he's playing with these little cars.
Yeah.
And I saw him then, didn't think anything of it. And then there was a jumble sale in Camden at Charcot Square, and me and my friend, we knocked on the door, and this boy answered, and I thought, I've seen him before. And we asked him if he had any stuff, and he disappeared and went off. And then I went to the college in Kentish Town to learn to do reading and sitting. And there was this young man sitting on the wall. And I looked up and I thought, I've seen him before somewhere. And then I ignored him. I went into the classroom and he was there. And then Birds and the Bees came along, we got together, and here we are today.
Now we were organising this trip.
Sounds like you should be short, you see.
I think it sounds like you should have been together. The first day
that you actually saw each other, you had a chopper nicked.
Yes.
So this was in the 70s.
Yes, yeah, a rally
chopper.
We were passing through time. I saw her on this, because there's a lake, there's a man-made lake that they built. And they were doing like boating and sailing and things, didn't they?
Yeah.
But you wouldn't get out that boat.
But then, when we were at college, the bit he's trying to say, he asked me out, and I didn't really like that sort of thing. And so I said,
did I buy you some sandwiches?
Yeah, you used to buy me egg sandwiches.
Yeah,
every,
in the cafe.
I didn't know what he was after. And he kept coming up and putting his arm on my shoulder, so we decided we would go cycle to, on a date this was, and it was really ridiculous, cycle all the way to Windsor Castle. Is it Windsor Castle?
Yes.
Yeah, Windsor Castle. It was very nice, but I had a puncture. Right, so I had to tape it up with some tape because we didn't have any money. It lasted. Got all the way there, had a look, weren't allowed to go in there because we had bikes, and then came all the way home.
The funny thing is, you had a mountain bike and you had a puncture, and I had a racing bicycle. And I didn't get. I would have got the puncture, not you. So that was interesting.
And what was the worst thing about it? He made packed lunch. Yeah. And anyone would know you wouldn't make this packed lunch because you're going to eat it in the afternoon. It was bacon sandwich with thick oil, wasn't it?
And banana sandwiches.
Did
that's how we got together.
You throw it at the wall. It wouldn't stay.
I wondered if we could hear about your family, Musa.
I'm married since 20 years.
You've been married 20 years? Wow. And have you got kids?
I got two
children.
One daughter with special needs. She go to college, Kevin West, and she likes doing going out, like a look around.
What's she doing at college?
She's doing some art.
Okay.
Yeah, doing art.
What kind of art does she do?
Flowers.
Oh, flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
What about your other child?
My son is normal.
What's he doing?
Uni, university.
What's he studying?
Science.
So exciting.
How did you meet your partner? In my country.
Brilliant.
Thanks for sharing. A repairs team that's supposed to help people do repairs in their flats, and that's putting it in a nice way. When I was away over on lockdown, I found out that my flat got flooded.
Oh no.
So, it took forever to get through to the Camden repairs. And the person who we chat to was useless. Then Mum kept sending emails to them. They were sending her emails, phoning her, one thing or another. So found out the plaque got flooded after New Year last year or year before, can't remember when.
So did you come and check it in the flat?
Somebody no,
come and check
no,
no, during the lockdown.
So who told you it got flooded?
Well, one of the neighbours.
Right, it's flooding into
their flat. Yeah, yeah. So then, I've got nephews who live in London, so they tried to get in, so they couldn't get into the flat. So then they had to wait around forever for someone to let them into the flat. And once they got into the flat, found it was flooded, and what caused it was that the ball cock in the toilet had broken.
Oh no.
So then it was like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Took forever. Then eventually, I can't remember what month it was, we finally got around to someone from the Camden Repairs who was actually a good person, so he started to make things happen. So I finally got back into my flat on the 4th or 5th September last year.
Sounds really
yeah, because it's because from my point of view, there's different departments in the Camden Repairs team. One doesn't speak to the other. So one lot don't know what's going on, another lot don't know what's going on, the managers don't know what's going on. So it's like an endless thing.
And they've also changed how long they take to do things. Yeah. Like you'll ring them up and you take like three to 4 weeks on to come out now. They say they've got no plumbers, they've got no that.
And the other thing is, I'm supposed to be on the vulnerable list. And sometimes, for some reason or another, to take me off, then if you're on the vulnerable list, it takes 6 hours before someone can come in to do anything.
As a moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's a stupid thing.
It used to be four, they've changed it now to six.
Yeah.
Which is terrible.
It sounds really frustrating. How about everybody else? Like, how do you find where you're living?
Is the radiator supposed to be taken off because it hasn't been taken off yet, so it's been
It's been covered with so me and my mum have covered it.
Is it a leaking radiator, Judy?
we asked him that if we could have a radiator that you can just pull on top and just pull it like you're pulling a line.
So do you all deal with counting repairs? Are you all?
Yeah.
And is it you have a common story?
Exactly the same story. You all have the same people.
And they say that they come and they've just done. So you said you were on the vulnerable list, but you're not anymore, is that right?
Yeah, we got taken off of it, and I don't know why. It might be worth investigating.
Someone
was going to do it
for us,
weren't they?
Yeah.
They say, oh, sorry, not vulnerable. They just don't want to do it, that's all it is. Basically, they're supposed to do it quicker, and they're supposed to make sure we understand. But I think, what is happening? Because if change of work, because of the lockdown, they've changed how they come. So I think basically, they don't want to come. They're saying they can't, they can't. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they can't. They don't want to come. They're saying they
boy, can you get through to one? Then you can get through to another one. My son, because he obviously don't really live with me properly, so he's been coming to do the phone calls. And he's in not nowhere, because you talk to one, they do it. Then they put you through to Jem, who's supposed to be the ones doing it, who are a load of old rubbish, and I'll be with you.
So who are
Jem? Jem are the conjugal, the actual work for the council. So years ago, the council was now they employ.
Right,
the
contractors.
So
they get these contractors and they're actually
rubbing
so they've
turned it out. It's like during lockdown. Yeah, I think we had a wind before lockdown, a great big storm. I think it was Hurricane Desmond, that one.
That's right.
And it blew the fence down, and like we had problems with the neighbours and stuff like that. And there's a big gap in the fence, and they sent this man to come and take pictures of the fence, which he did, and he went away. Then he came, another man came back and took pictures of the fence and measured stuff out and for the front gate, and then he went away. And then this went on and on and on. And then they came back and said, I'm sorry, we can't replace your fence or your gate because we don't have enough money to do that. And now we got this great big hole in the gate at the front and at the back of the fence where the neighbours keep coming in and taking things out.
Do you know what they do with the fences? I've not told you. Because what we've got a fence, we have to tie it up. Because the neighbour want to tie it up, they wouldn't do it. right? But they said they only had one certain money that year for the fences.
Yeah.
Once that money went, because Anne was the right thing, when something happens now, they haven't got the money for it. And you need it, because you've got a dog and I've got a dog, so really you're supposed to have a good fence, you know what I mean?
If we had a photograph of the fence, we could put that up.
We're going to build a brick wall and pull it there instead.
So just conscious of time. So that's really interesting to hear about Camden McCann. Thank you for sharing that, Stuart.
That does take us over an hour of recording. So I think it's probably a good time to wrap it up for the day. And we're nearly at one o'clock as well. We will go home.
So we've got another couple of songs which we'll need to play.
So Jackie,
you've got a song.
Do you remember what that song was?
We are family.
And Stuart, what's your song?
It was Commodore's Machine Gun.
Brilliant.
And we will play both of them.
Thank you all once again for coming on and doing another episode.
Hopefully we'll get you back on really soon.
Yeah, be good. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to our podcast today. If you'd like to leave us any feedback, you can email us at speakup@advocacyproject.org.uk or you can go to our website, www.advocacyproject.org.uk/speakupradio. That's all one word. Thanks so much for listening and do let us know what you thought.